Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Zayin, Shimon ben Omer, Shimon the son of Rabbi Gamliel, made the following statement. He was a young man who grew up at the feet of wise people, as the Mishnah states. Kol yomai gudalti ben chachamim. So here you have Shimon, an elder statesman, a wise person who grew up in the home of chachamim. Of course, his father was the Nasi Gamliel. And what does he think? And what does Shimon teach us about wise people growing up in the home of the wise? So Shimon says, Lo matzasi leguf tov ela shesika. That which I have found to be the simen, or the trait, or the greatest thing that a wise person or wise people do is shesika, silence. And when you think about it, this is often counterintuitive and almost counter to what we see today. Often one thinks that the person who is silent, who is quiet, might not be that intelligent, might not be that thoughtful. That person may not have an opinion. And thus, that's not such a wise person. However, Chazal tells us just the opposite. Individuals who are smart, individuals who are intelligent, individuals who are wise are quiet because they're thinking, they're thoughtful, they're pensive, and they mark their words very, very carefully. And therefore, the simen and the sign of a wise person is dafka, person who's quiet. Dafka, that person is a person who calculates his every word, who thinks about what is being said, who hears what other people are saying. It's not being loud and opinionated and boisterous that's a simon of wisdom, but it's dafka, the opposite. It's the person who's quiet and silent. And you find this actually in two parshios, two stories which we recently read, this past week's parsha, Parshas Emor, and a few weeks ago's parsha, Parshas Shmini, where you see the sound of silence being a sign of wisdom, as opposed to the sound of loud chatter and talk being the sign of absolute inappropriateness. And I refer, of course, to Parsha Shmini just a few weeks ago, after the deaths of his two oldest sons, Nadav and Avihu, who were taken away in front of his own eyes as a result of bringing him korban that was inappropriate, that was not called for. Aaron sees his two sons taken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One would imagine that Aaron would be overwhelmed, and of course he is overwhelmed. But the reaction that the Torah reports that Aaron had is only one word, and that one word is Vayidom. Vayidom Aaron means Aaron was silent. He was quiet. But one could misunderstand when you read the parsha of the deaths of his two oldest sons that Aaron wasn't really thoughtful and Aaron wasn't really considerate and Aaron was passive. But that's not the pshat in the pasuk Vayidom Aaron. Dafka Aaron's silence was a sign of his maturity, was a sign of his understanding and appreciating the gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus, silence in the context of Aaron is everything that Shimon Beno is teaching us. It's the sign of chachamim, of wisdom, of an individual who appreciates, who understands, who thought, who was pensive, who was contemplative, who appreciated what had occurred, but the silence and the sound of silence and the element that Aaron was expressing it was teaching Klal Yisrael Dore Doros that sometimes when we have to be mekabel gzeira, it's not by being loud, it's not by screaming, it's not by tearing, it's not by getting out of our wits, but dafka thinking, understanding, and discussing. And thus the Torah teaches us that's the pshat in Vayidom Aaron, the sign of a wise person, the sign of a thoughtful person, the sign of an intelligent person is that person who's Vayidom, who's quiet, he's hearing, he's thinking, he's looking, he's pondering. That's Shimon Beno's statement, Kol yomai gudalti ben hachachamim. V'lo matzasi l'guf tov ela shesika. You could explain even deeper, it's the greatest thing for a person's guf. It's the healthiest thing. Lo matzasi l'guf tov ela shesika. When a person is quiet, when a person is thoughtful, it's calm, it's relaxed, and his body is able to handle that which is being given. But when a person is loud and there's a lot of noise in the room and there's a lot of emotional distress that's taking place and the reaction is sound and yelling and screaming or raising one's voice, that's not healthy, that's not good for your body. And just the opposite we see in this past week's parsha, the end of Parsha Semra, the story of the Mekalel, the blasphemer in the Midbar. We don't know his name, but we do know that his mother was Jewish, Ben Isha Yisraelis, and his father was a non-Jew, was a Mitzri. And we know very little about their relationship, little about their marriage. Rashi, Chazal fill us in a little bit. But we do know the name of the blasphemer's mother. V'shem imo Shlomis Bas Dibri. Her name was Shlomis, the daughter of Dibri. Very difficult name, not a common name. And Rashi fills us in what these words Shlomis Bas Dibri means. Shlomis, says Rashi, Davi pit betva shalom alecha, shalom alecha. Mitpaketes bidvarm shoelis b'shal makol. She was a chatterer. She was a blabbermouth. She would talk a lot. How are you? How are you? What's doing? What's happening? But not for the intent of looking for to share good words and a countenance like we saw two Mishnahs ago of being mekabel kol adam b'sever panim yafos. But dafka the opposite. She was a schmoozer, a blabbermouth. Bas Dibri, the daughter of Dibri, Dabranis Haisa. She was a speaker. Midaberisim Koladam. She would talk to everybody and anybody. Lefichach Kilkala, and therefore she got herself in trouble. She was a harlot. She had an inappropriate and illicit relationship. She married this Mitzri, and look what came of it. This are the two polar opposites. Aaron on the one hand, his silence, and Shlomis Bas Dibri on the opposite, her speech, her blabbering, and her talking and chattering. Look what emerges from Aaron, and look what emerges from Shlomis. These two opposites certainly speaks to a statement, a powerful statement of the author of the Sefer Chassidim, Reb Yudah Chassid, one of the Balei Tosfos of Regensburg, who made the following statement. He said, when I speak, I have reason to regret. But when I am silent, I have nothing to regret. Before I speak, I am master over my words. Once the words leave my mouth, they rule over me. There you see the praise of silence in the words of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid of Regensburg, the great and great Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, the Sefer Chassidim. The power of Dibor, the power of Dvarim is so strong that holding oneself back from speech is a sign of a chacham. However, one who speaks too quickly is a sign of a tipish. And then Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tavkuf Ayin Aleph Sifkat and Beis, he quotes an unbelievable statement from the name of a Sefer Echad, in the name of one book. We don't know which book he's referring to, but the Mishnah Berurah says that in this book it says that if a person wants to fast and you want to be mesagef your guf, you want to atone for sin as a result of something that you did and you want to fast, says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Sefer, Tov Yoser Shekabel Taimis Min Adibor. Don't worry about eating. Eat all you want, but hold yourself back from speech, what we call a Taimis Dibor. Kimimenu, says the Mishnah Berurah, lo yelo nezek lo begufo velo benishmoso velo yechlash ayadezeh. If you don't speak, you're not hurting your body, you're not hurting your soul, it's not going to get weakened, but just the opposite. And this is exactly the pshat in the Mishnah. Lo matzasi leguf tov elashtika. You want your body to feel good? Eat, drink, be happy. Don't speak inappropriately. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shem Sefer Echad. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the well-known letter known as the Igeres HaGra, the Gra on his way, traveling to Eretz Yisrael. Of course, he didn't make it to Eretz Yisrael. That's a topic in and of itself. How, why, what? We can't get into the history behind the Gra's travels to the land of Israel, which never took place, which never occurred. But nonetheless, the Gra left behind his family a very, very powerful letter, a classic called the Igeres HaGra. And in that letter, he writes, Shitzarech Adam Liaser Atzmo Lo B'tayim. Don't worry about fasting from eating and drinking. Eat and drink, says the Gra. But hold back your mouth from saying something. That's the ultimate tainus, that's the ultimate speech, and that's the ultimate tshuva that one can make. Allow me to conclude with a personal sentiment and a personal experience. I see this all the time. People get in trouble all the time as a result of saying something that they didn't mean or didn't want to say. This is the cause of machlokes, it's the cause of family feuds, it's the cause of losing jobs, it's the cause of spousal relationships that go awry. Speech and saying something wrong is going to cause trouble. hold it back. Lo matzasi leguf tov el shasika. If I had a crystal ball and I could tell every person, don't say what you're about to say, we would be able to save so much tzara, so much machloka, so much inappropriate behavior that ultimately results as a result of saying something. It winds up in the therapy room, it winds up in the rabbi's office, it winds up in the Rebbe's office, and it winds up in a bunch of places where it didn't have to be. We need to work and we need to figure out a way to understand how to speak properly. Yes, there's a time to speak and there's a time to be silent. But what the Mishnah is teaching us, what Shimon is teaching us, is be careful. You want to be intelligent? You want to be smart? Watch your mouth. Watch the words that you say. It's only going to get you in trouble. It's good for your body and it's good for your soul. Hold yourself back. Let's contemplate. Let's think about it. Let's work on the things that we say. I'm not talking about Lashon Hara, Rechilas, Motzi Shem. I'm not getting into that. I'm talking about thinking before we speak and making sure that we talk properly, appropriately, and using the power of speech, the Koach HaAdam, the Koach HaMemalala, to be able to speak properly, to inspire people, to uplift people, to encourage people, to give them the power, the courage that they need. And Chalila, not to hurt, not to insult, and not to barrage people as well.